Now, as if coming face to face with someone resembling a cyborg wasn't bad enough, I then met a robot driving itself down a hall, pursued by two people, one of whom was wearing a hat covered in electrodes. The other was Swiss scientist José Delmian.
There is a general problem of providing people the capability to control prosthetic devices, small robots, wheelchairs, by decoding the electrical activity of their brain that they can generate spontaneously as they execute different mental tasks related to motor movements. So this is the general problem. The specific progress that we are reporting here today is the fact that through appropriate probabilistic methods, we are capable to decode when people want to intentionally deliver the command and when they don't want to deliver any command. So that's that the robot keeps doing whatever it is doing, for example, moving forward, or stay stationary in front of a target.
First of all, let's look at how you actually use the power of thought to control a robot. So how are you actually doing that?
So what we do is to record the so-called electroencephalogram. And this is done through by simply putting in contact some electrodes on top of the head. Then we are using sophisticated algorithms to find patterns, prototypical patterns of electrical activity in the brain that are associated to the different mental commands that people want to deliver to the prosthetic device.
And Michel, you're wearing a hat with all these electrodes on. How does it work?
Well, the hat is very simple. It's a very light hat. We use some gel to ensure we provide a contact. And by imagining my moving my right hand or my left hand to give right and left hand commands. And as soon as the computer accumulates enough evidence about the fact that I'm really willing to perform right or left, then a command is delivered and the robot turns, for instance.
So you think, I want to move my right hand. This changes the activity of certain parts of the brain, which is reflected in a change in the signal picked up from the scalp by the electrodes.
Exactly.
The computer can decode that.
Exactly. That's the most important thing is that of what you said is that this this process of imaging these movements is really, really easy. It's really, really spontaneous. Everybody can do it quite quickly. We don't need long periods of training. Actually, usually a couple of hours are enough.
So how do you then translate what the computer hears in terms of the electric signals into what the robot does?
Well, we continuously classify statistically this the information extracted from the EEG, then a command is delivered to the robot. But the robot is smart, so it's not simply executing it. It has some extra sensors that are designed to allow a easier navigation. So, for instance, equipped with cameras, and we have an obstacle detection system. The robot tends to dock himself automatically as soon as he understands he's in front of a person. Or we have other kinds of proximity sensors to avoid obstacles automatically.
Because in the real world, of course, someone wouldn't be able to think in excruciating detail all the time about
exactly
the trajectory of the movement they want to make. So the robot's sort of doing some bits automatically,
exactly,
and you can influence that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's not that we are competing. I'm not competing with the robot, but the robot is providing a continuous high-quality aid to my task of navigating the environment, and I'm interacting with this modality of automatic navigation.
And how long did it take you to learn to control the robot like this?
The first time I tried, so we were building all the system, and the first time it took me a couple of hours to be able to control well robots, wheelchairs, keyboards, whatever. And it's not just for me. I mean, I'm here today, but we have many more subjects and patients that can actually control the very same devices with very high accuracy and speed.
Michel Travello, and before him, José Delmian. They're both from the École Polytechnique Fédérale in Lausanne.